Should everyone know history? I have always felt that it is important for everyone to have a good sense of their history. History is important. That is simply a fact. The history of a city, a nation, a continent, and even the entire world has shaped everything that we see and experience today. Therefore, for people to truly understand the world around them and their place in it, they need to know history. Moreover, history is full of fascinating stories, important lessons, and mysterious secrets. So, there is a lot that can be gained from studying history. This is why I think everyone should know history. In what ways can children learn history? There are many different ways that children can learn history, now so more than ever. There are traditional methods for children to learn history, such as being taught history orally by teachers and parents, or by reading about history in history books. There are also many new, modern methods that make learning history more engaging for children. There are historical TV shows and historical videos online that children can watch and learn from in an entertaining way. There are also historical video games and historical quiz apps that let children play while learning history. Honestly, there are countless ways children can learn history nowadays. What are the differences between learning history from books and from videos? I think there are many contrasting aspects to the experience of teaching yourself history with books and teaching yourself history with videos. For one, there is often far more information in history books than there is in history videos. Moreover, this information is usually more detailed, can be more accurate, and often directly shows its source materials. In contrast, history videos often skim over topics, offering only the most interesting and exciting information. However, this is not necessarily always a negative thing, as it offers people an easy and accessible way to learn about history. Big history textbooks can often be quite daunting and off-putting to some people. Is it difficult to protect and preserve historic buildings? It goes without saying that the job of caring for and restoring historic buildings is a monumental task. Firstly, there are many people who do not want to preserve historic buildings. Land developers and property developers are always looking for locations to build new buildings, and the preservation of historic buildings gets in their way. So, often heritage trusts and charities must fight the interests of businesses such as these. Secondly, preserving historic buildings is a complicated and demanding job. Some of these buildings are thousands of years old, and the resources and knowledge needed to preserve them are very rare and costly. This means that protecting and preserving historic buildings is a monumental task.